manifestation, I think, of how well the Afghan security forces are doing, because our redeployment is just a reflection of that. As the Afghans step up to the lead, we are needed in less numbers, and we can then withdraw some of those troops home. So I think that process is going. The process of getting our troops and our equipment back to UK is going well. But I think the most important thing is to recognise why that is happening, and it's happening because the Afghan security forces are doing so well now.
And there has been a remarkable sort of withdrawal already. I mean, I think a couple of years ago there were 137 patrol bases across Helmand. Now there are 13, and in a matter of months it'll be down to 4. And that, I suppose, offers an opportunity for some case studies, because you have withdrawn from areas. What has happened in those areas which no longer have British soldiers in them?
I mean, genuinely, they stand tall. And the security forces, the Afghan security forces, are maintaining a very good level of security. The people are still enjoying their economic livelihoods in the way they were when we began to step back. So genuinely, the Afghan security forces continue to step back. And what I think surprises everybody each time is each time we step back further, the degree to which the Afghans just step up yet another step. And that's genuinely impressive.
I mean, I suppose it's not an accurate case study in that the British are still there and you're still behind. And I wonder what you think the country will look like in, say, 5 years' time.
Well, I think we'd be all crystal ball gazing. I think what I can say, without fear of being disagreed with, is that the Afghan people, and here I must talk about Central Helmand, I mean, that's my area of particular knowledge. The people of Central Helmand have been given an opportunity that simply was not there before. They have an expectation about what their lives will be like that was not there before. Their focus is on schools, it's on their livelihoods, it's on the economy. They have that opportunity. How they choose to use that opportunity will clearly be up to the Afghans. My sense would be that they wouldn't tolerate a reverse back to the good bad old days. Why would they? For them, it's about their families, it's about their livelihood.
You talk about the advantages to Helmand and how there has been huge progress. Actually, I say huge. Has it been huge progress? Because we were hearing about the elections, and the biggest local election ever in Afghanistan was in a district not far from here, but it still amounted to sort of 6,000 people voting.
Small steps. You know, when I was last out here properly in 2009, Nad Ali, the area you're referring to, was quite literally ablaze. If you go to Nad Ali today, you'll find people going about their livelihoods just like they would back in Britain. Their focus is on the economy, it's on looking after their family, it's on schooling, it's on health.